6강 유형기출 맛보기
The Atitlan giant grebe was a large flightless bird that had evolved from the much more widespread and smaller pied-billed grebe. By 1965, there were only around 80 birds left on Lake Atitlan. One immediate reason was easy enough to spot. The local human population was cutting down the reed beds at a furious rate. This destruction was driven by the needs of a fast-growing mat-making industry. But there were other problems. An American airline was intent on developing the lake as a tourist destination for fishermen. However, there was a major problem with this idea. The lake lacked any suitable sporting fish. To compensate for this rather obvious defect, a specially selected species of fish called the largemouthed bass was introduced. The introduced individuals immediately turned their attentions to the crabs and small fish that lived in the lake, thus competing with the few remaining grebes for food. There is also little doubt that they sometimes gobbled up the zebra-striped Atitlan giant grebe's chicks. Read and apply.
1. When food manufacturers chose to undertake flavor research in the past, they generally would give consumers new products and take note of their reactions. These days, however, it has become a much more complex and scientific process. As customers demand more novelty and variety in the flavors of their foods, scientists have been put to work in laboratories. Their goal is to create products that will please today's customers. To do so, they are analyzing brain structures and even genetic codes in the hope that it will enable them to create flavors tailored to specific types of consumers. Simply tasting good is not enough anymore. Today's food needs to provide an exceptional flavor experience. As companies continue to refine their products, consumers can expect more interesting flavors in the future.
Two. Have you ever had a word on the tip of your tongue, but it took you a long time to retrieve it from your memory? This phenomenon, called lethologica, is defined as the inability to remember the correct word. It occurs because the mind remembers things by building patterns of interconnected information. Our ability to recall words relies on these patterns, and some words are harder to recall than others because our minds have not linked them to other important bits of information. The result is that we temporarily forget what is not essential in our lives, such as words that we don't use very often, so that we can prioritize what is most important. Actual reading.
1. Fruitcakes were once considered the perfect holiday gift. Over the years, however, they became too common. People found themselves with too many loaves of fruitcake at the end of the holiday season and worried about what to do with them. The town of Manitou Springs, Colorado, came up with a fun way to get rid of extra fruitcakes. It started an annual fruitcake toss, in which people try to throw a 1-pound fruitcake as far as they can. There is also a fruitcake launch, a separate competition held on the same day. People use mechanical devices, such as air guns or cannons, to send a 2-pound fruitcake flying across a field. The person with the fruitcake that travels the longest distance in each event gets a trophy. People are encouraged to donate canned food as an entry fee, which is used to support local charities.
Two. The beginning of low-carbohydrate diets is popularly attributed to William Banting and Dr. William Harvey. Banting had developed health problems as a result of being overweight, so he sought the help of Dr. Harvey, who prescribed a diet that was very much like the low-carbohydrate diets of today. Banting lost weight and his health problems disappeared. This led to Banting's publication of the book Letter on Corpulence in 1869, the first modern low-carbohydrate diet book. Nevertheless, most people who were heavily influenced by the establishment of the calorie as a unit of measurement still asserted that weight control was primarily a matter of eating less food, not of improving the nutritional composition of food.
Three. Have you ever wondered why you always have room for dessert, even after eating a large main course? This is due to something called sensory-specific satiety, SSS. As you eat a certain type of food, it gradually becomes less appealing. You think your stomach is full, but actually your brain has lost interest in the food's flavor. But when something new arrives, your brain suddenly regains the urge to eat. If you are trying not to overeat, SSS can be helpful. Research suggests that people who eat in small bites expose their brain to more flavor and reach SSS faster. As a result, they feel full sooner.